This is Terry Mandel, DO, dictating an attorney letter. Please use Dr. Terry Mandel letterhead, not Terry Mandel, Inc. That Dr. Terry Mandel, Inc. needs to be deleted. There's no incorporation. I'm not incorporated anymore. So it's Dr. Terry Mandel. This letter goes to Nicholas Alexiou, A-L-E-X-I-O-U, attorney at law of Isaacs and Isaacs, address on file. Dear Mr. Alexiou, per your request for further review of medical records on Larry Asbell, please note the following medical letter, period. First name is Larry, L-A-R-R-Y. Last name is Asbell, A-S-B-E-L-L. This is a follow-up letter from my initial letter to you dated July 8th, 2021, period. As you recall, on that date, I did an independent medical evaluation based upon review of the records and telephone interview with the patient, period. Unfortunately, the constraints of COVID-19 still prevent a physical examination, period. A doctor-patient relationship was not established, period. New paragraph. As you recall, as per my initial letter to you, the patient is a 19-year-old male who was involved in a serious automobile accident on February 16th, 2019, period. The patient was unconscious for a few minutes and sustained significant head injury, period. Since my last letter to you, I did review several pages of medical records from Hoosier Hearing Institute, period. Hoosier is H-E-U-S-E-R. That's H-E-U-S-E-R Hearing Institute, period. Their date of service was August 17th, 2021, period. The history was that the patient was involved in a motor vehicle accident that caused a concussive event resulting in a mild traumatic brain injury, period. Despite returning to work, comma, patient continues to experience weekly episodes of dizziness, comma, headaches, comma, and tinnitus, period. In addition, patient feels that his hearing is not as good as it used to be, period. The rationale for their evaluation was that the symptom pattern, comma, presentation, comma, loss of consciousness, comma, in brief, amnesia indicate a mild traumatic brain injury from concussive event, period. They states that the risks are that with the traumatic brain injury, the patient would have a greater risk for long-term consequences, including depression, comma, behavior changes, comma, Alzheimer's disease, comma, Parkinson's disease, and epilepsy, period. The reason for the visit was dizziness, oral fullness, oral is A-U-R-A-L, so it's dizziness, comma, oral fullness, comma, tinnitus, comma, and hearing loss, period. He has a history of loss of consciousness. His current symptoms include back pain, comma, anxiousness, comma, change in hearing, comma, intermittent headache, comma, tinnitus and dizziness, period. Back pain, comma, headaches, comma, dizziness and tinnitus persist, period. Their impressions are bilateral, multi-canal, comma, positioning vertigo, period. The presentation of positioning vertigo is post-concussive in nature, supporting the history of concussive event resulting in mild traumatic brain injury. That includes loss of consciousness, period. Their recommendations include repeat audiometrics with the audiologist, as well as consultation with behavioral health specialist regarding anxiousness, period. There were some other recommendations as well, period. For further review of all the tests that they did, please see their letter from Hoosier Hearing Institute, period. New paragraph. After review of all the medical records, it is quite apparent that the patient did sustain a traumatic brain injury from the serious automobile accident with the head trauma that occurred on February 16th, 2019, period. There's a direct medical causation for Mr. Asbell being diagnosed with traumatic brain injury from this automobile accident of February 16th, 2019, period. The treatment that was rendered to him by this hearing institute was appropriate, necessary, as well as their recommendations, period. In light of that consultation, I do feel that additional diagnoses should be added on to this automobile accident that were not indicated in my initial letter to you, period. So in addition to the five diagnoses that I mentioned in my earlier letter, there are additional diagnoses caused by the concussion and head injury, period. At this time, I would like to add the additional diagnoses of bilateral positioning vertigo for diagnosis number 6, and diagnosis number 7 would be mild traumatic brain injury that includes a loss of consciousness, period. The above diagnoses are directly caused by the automobile accident, severe in nature, with loss of consciousness from February 16th, 2019, period. New paragraph. I would also like to supplement my initial letter to you in terms of additional medical expenses, period. After review of these additional records, it is quite apparent that he will have additional medical expenses for repeat audiometrics with audiologists, period. He will also have expenses of consultation with a behavioral health specialist regarding his anxiousness, period. New paragraph. Further considerations in this case need to be considered because the patient is a very young teenager, period. As he ages, the complications from this head injury and traumatic brain injury may exhibited itself in other forms, period. Obviously, Larry will have a greater risk for the long-term consequences, including depression, comma, behavioral changes, comma, Alzheimer's disease, comma, Parkinson's disease, and epilepsy, period. It is difficult to put a monetary estimate as to what this further and future care will involve, period. I do feel that his impairment rating that I generated in my initial letter to you would be higher at this time, given the diagnosis of traumatic brain injury caused by this automobile accident, period. New paragraph. I have not provided medical care or any treatment for this claimant, period. I have not made any referrals or advised any treatment, period. I have reviewed additional medical records and not performed a physical examination due to the constraints of COVID-19, period. We have not entered into a doctor-patient relationship, period. The above opinions are based solely on the information provided and mentioned above, and they are expressed within a reasonable degree of medical certainty based upon the scientific principles accepted in the medical community, period. If I could be of any further assistance, please feel free to contact me. Sincerely yours, Terry Mandel, D.O., end of dictation. End of dictation. Once again, please do not put incorporated in my letterhead. All letterheads from now on should be just Dr. Terry Mandel, not the corporation. Thank you.